I have, these are repeats. I mean, nothing new there. The only thing new, and I emailed you the MoDOT shared leave. Did you get to see that?
I did. I looked at it. I didn't print it out, but I have it on my computer.
The difference there is, if I read it right, it's not sick leave.
They call it different. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I think it's for comp time and for vacation time. I didn't see sick in it.
Probably paid time off. A lot of companies are going now, Chuck. They don't have sick leave, vacation time, comp time. They're
going to get a bunch of speakers.
Oh, yeah, guys, if you want to speak, we'll have to come up because there's a lot of employees who are standing at their desk wanting to know our conversation, so they want to be able to – they want to know all the conversations. So if you have to
come up and sit with Bob or to the podium.
Yeah.
But regardless, it is a policy. They started it in 90-something, and I think they redid it in 2004 or 2000, something
like
that.
Yeah, MoDOT's vacation and comp time. They do not use sick.
That's what I read.
Well, actually, what they do is they convert sick into comp time. They convert, they convert some of their sick time gets converted over to comp time at a discount. And then you can use your comp time however you want. That makes sense?
I was thinking that if you had comp time, you could give it to another employee for
you can,
sick.
But you also get, on MoDOT, you get to convert your sick time to comp time at a discount. Like we were talking about, at one time, Rick and I had been talking about paying out sick leave, maybe at 50%, 50 cents on the dollar, just so somebody gets rewarded for not using it. They convert it over to comp time.
Okay. On the shared leave page, the last, maybe I did add the where we pay half value when somebody leaves employment, because that issue had been talked about a fair amount, that giving up time, you weren't really losing anything.
Right.
But if you were paid for it at the end of your employment, then you were losing something. How would you like to move forward?
How do you want to move forward?
I'd like to see us adopt our shared leave, which we've worked on, talked about, and is pretty much a copy of Pettis County, except for our little changes to it.
Well, how do we do? One of the biggest things I've had a problem with was the appearance of discrimination. In our policy, and let me explain, minimum shared leave should be 40 hours. So before we can distribute the first payment for shared pooled leave, according to what we've written, is a 40-hour check. Okay, that's what we're talking about. What do we do in a situation where we get two people have a catastrophic illness or a catastrophic problem, which is how we've defined it, but we don't get 80 hours, okay, because we need 40 for each situation. Guys, I'm sorry, we didn't make copies. You want to see what I can get some copies made. You emailed it out there, didn't you, Chuck?
Yeah, I emailed it, and here's one somebody would like to look at.
Okay, so my first question is, how do we deal with if we only get, say we get 50 hours donated, okay? Because we're talking about a committee assigning, reviewing the requests is what we're talking about in the policy. But then how do we, because people are just donating sick leave to, I guess, an individual, is that what we're looking at or not? I mean, the question I have was all about the potential discrimination that we could.
I assume that the 40 hours was put there because it's for a catastrophic event.
Correct.
And you're saying that what if somebody applies and they don't get the time?
Who goes first? Who gets chosen first?
It's just like whoever's giving. I think there's somewhere that talks about whoever gives first and all the time's not needed. Whoever gives first is who it comes from. second, third guy. They don't.
I have an extra copy if you guys want a copy.
So, and it's voluntary. So, if we have a case that there's more hours asked for than what is given, first come, first serve. I don't think it'll happen myself. I think I said that before. But if it does, it does. Jimmy?
Some of the questions I've got on it, number one, what's a catastrophic illness? You know, what's going to play into that?
Pettis County used, I think, the county commission. I think Jim made the notion that we use a 5-member employee board that would be making that determination. If it came down to deciding those 5 employees, and they'd be reappointed every year, to try to get politics out of it, was the comment. I did call Andy Marmaget, our CPA audit guy, and he said he'd seen it done numerous times, and he liked that better than the county commission.
And I'm sorry, I was gone last week. I haven't had a chance to read over this, just kind of over what I've heard a little bit and had a few questions on it. And I think it's a good thing that we get something like this going to where if we can get everything worked out. One thing I would like to see in it is that the person that is requesting this has to come and it has to be approved through the department head or the elected official prior to going to the board. Because who else is going to know whether they have properly used their time or not? I'll be honest with you. I've got some employees right now that I probably wouldn't approve on it. And I know there's some others throughout the county that are the same way. They just use their sick time just as quick as they get.
Right. And that's not what this is about at all. I mean,
right.
This is about catastrophic. And.
But if you've got somebody that has used their sick time,
abused it, basically, you're saying.
I can about go to the schedule and show some of you that the days are going to be off sick.
Right.
If they've abused it, and then they come down and they have a 4-week off illness or something.
Right.
Is that somebody you're going to put through?
Well, again, I can tell you my opinion, but again, there'll be a 5-member board decide whether they're.
Is that 5-member board going to be aware of this, of how they've used their sick time?
That's a great question, Jerry.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally think it needs to go through the department head for the department head who knows how this person's used their time before and be approved there before it ever goes to the board.
Right.
As being eligible. Just that's my thoughts on it.
Okay.
On that. Is there going to be any requirements for this person to have had any time on the books how long they've worked for the county before they're eligible for something like this?
Was that in here?
I think it said 1 year.
It says 1 year.
1 year, okay.
They had a minimum 1 year of employment,
okay.
full-time employment.
Okay.
There's not anything about requirements for mandatory.
What now?
Is there anything in there about them having to donate?
Well, and that's what I was going to say. That's one thing I've seen a lot is like the Postal Service. They have a sick leave policy. USPS has one. But you have to be a member. Basically, you have to have donated to qualify. I mean, it's almost like a membership. By you donating an hour, you then qualify. If you need it, you can use it. That's not this.
No. No donation required. I mean, something happened to you and you get, to start with, I don't think, from my experience here, we haven't had that many cases throughout the county.
Well, we've got 2 right now that could use it.
Okay.
They're on the FMLA.
Okay.
If they're on the FMLA, would that qualify? I mean, could you still donate to it?
Yes.
If they are on FMLA, did you qualify to be able to
Well, whoa, Bob.
FMLA,
it's 2 different things, right?
Yeah, it's just a 12-week situation that you can start running. You can require people to use their sick time and their vacation time during FMLA. FMLA is a 12-week situation where your job stays open even if you have 12 weeks off due to a qualifying sickness or event under the FMLA. But you can still be paid for that 12 weeks, but you've only got 12 weeks. You could be terminated after the end of 12 weeks.
What I'm saying is we have two people that have used all their time and are not collecting a check now. They're on the FMLA, and I also have another one that's out probably for 6 weeks or so with a broken leg. So, yeah, it's something that will probably be used quite a bit.
Well, my guess is that it wouldn't be. I mean, and I'm just going on my experience here and cases that you hear that happen.
We've used it in the past on how many employees were with a donated comp time? Probably half a dozen or so. Whenever we was, you know, just cashing account comp checks.
And
doing that.
And that's still open. In fact, we approved two today, and there's
another question
board.
I've got on that is, where does the money come out of the budget from for this? Does it come out of our payroll? Because, see, I have no overtime in my payroll.
It would come out of whatever person it is. If it was in your department, it'd come out of your payroll.
Okay. What do we do there? Where I have no overtime in my payroll, I was not allowed any in my payroll, so what do we do as far as where does that money come from?
What do you mean overtime? I mean,
we have X amount of dollars for them working,
right,
for their salary.
Right.
There's no... I used to have overtime in my payroll. You guys cut it all out this last pay deal. So where's it going to come from?
So you're doing comp time?
Yeah.
Instead of the overtime is what you're saying.
Unless it's a grant.
I'm not understanding how that fits with this, though, Gary.
Well, where that fits with that is if I have somebody donate 50 hours comp time and it has to be paid out of their pay, then that puts them 50 hours over their salary.
He gives them an hour and a half off for every hour that they have overtime, but if you're going to have to pay it, he doesn't have the money.
Right.
But we still owe it, right, Rick? I mean, we still owe the money.
We owe it, but we also have the opportunity, and with good management, like Jimmy's talking, we usually can allow those people to have time off rather than that. So it actually comes in on an annual basis. If something like this happened, 50 hours would be over his budget.
Put it on my budget.
So I see what your question is.
If we have somebody quit that has 40 hours comp on the book, then we wait that time before we hire somebody.
Gotcha. Because that's how you're managing your hours.
Right.
Well,
there's a financial problem here that's going to, I mean, like I said.
For your department, it'd be, I guess it'd be for a lot of departments that way.
Yeah, if they don't have overtime in their budget, it'd be for all departments.
Rick, I mean, Don?
Well, everybody will have that same problem in their budget. Jimmy is most like the county because he's the biggest department. And so he actually has explained something to you probably better than I've ever done before about where does the money come from. You guys talked about that.
The same way there's a tax for it, but road and bridge is the same way. Now, we have certain individuals in road and bridge who have never missed a day that have worked in road and bridge. And we have other people that use every stinking sick day that comes by. And then I can think of one or two cases where when they did need the money, they didn't have anything built up in there. So everybody else is going to have to sacrifice for those individuals that have taken their days off to go fishing or do whatever they're doing and put sick time down on it. It's a complicated deal to try to figure out, and it's could be real costly financially to the county.
I guess the question is, how does a road and bridge guy donate to a non-road and bridge person based off of?
You can't. That's written in here that they can't do.
Which means that also that an outside person could not donate any of their time to road and bridge.
Right. Any of those funds that are separate couldn't be. You wouldn't be able to transfer them.
Right.
It's not illegal to go the other way. You just can't go road and bridge to GCR employees. wouldn't be fair, but at the same time.
But you're going to have sewer in the same different. Your sewer is going to be the same way because it's a different tax?
Just the operational.
Sewer's paid in DCR. Sewer.
Percentage of the tax DCR.
Unless it's attributable to new capital improvements, that portion, they're paid from GCR anyway.
Well, the road and bridge would kind of fall under what you already have there. They have to contribute to the fund, so they just kind of have to contribute to their fund.
What's that now?
They'd have to contribute their own. There'd have to be a road and bridge sick leave pool. There'd have to be a separate pool.
And a GCR sick
leave. Jimmy, I'm going to ask you, do you pay your... I'm just asking the question. It may not be you. I was thinking about the temporary sick leave, the short-term disability. Is it AFLAC or whatever we use?
We have offered it. It's not paid for by the county, but it can be pre-taxed.
It's offered.
AFLAC short-term.
Are you part of... who is? I was going to ask.
There are about seven people.
There are only about seven countywide, I think.
Okay.
Well, you can't say there's only seven because on some of the policies like mine, it's on there. It's just not showing short-term disability. I haven't
Well, now I have the accident policy.
Yeah.
And you may have short-term disability for that period, for a short period of time.
What? The accident policy. That brings up a new question. We, the county, pay part of your family's insurance.
Health insurance only.
Health insurance only. But what I'm saying is, why not look at a situation where we would go with short-term disability and the county pay that part of it and forget about the rest of this?
I think that Jim has looked in and had some quotes for you, and I know that I've got one in my computer right now if you want to look at it. I don't remember whether I forwarded it on or not.
Is it a tremendous amount, or whenever you started talking?
Would you define tremendous?
Well,
it's... go ahead. I mean
is it out of sight? Is it beyond?
You won't like it.
Self-funded, though.
Wait, and I want, if everyone wants to talk, please come to the microphone, but please.
I tell you what I would rather see them do instead of this type of deal is an initiative for holding your sick time. And that's what, I know schools do that in a lot of areas, is at the end of the year, however much sick time, how many days sick time you've got built up, you get X amount of dollars per day.
We've been talking about paying out the sick time but also making sure that there's a minimum balance all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem. We've got people who completely deplete the sick leave because they take it as personal time, and then when something bad happens, they have no hours left.
I've got down here, I was going to bring up, have X number of hours on book.
A reserve.
Yeah.
And then I have no problem, and I've worked for people before that paid you, they rewarded you for being healthy. I mean, if you didn't take your sick time, you didn't lose it.
Right.
But that, I think some of that would have been, some of these problems would have been alleviated if they had some balances. Bill?
I've got a couple comments about as far as problems I've seen in the past where you have a committee. And the one thing that I've heard in a couple conversations here already deals with, well, somebody has abused their sick time. And where this can become kind of a sticky situation is if somebody has been deemed to abuse their sick time, but unless they came in and said, man, hunting was great yesterday, you only have the belief that they abused their sick time. So if I came in and my sick time has been depleted, but you believe that I've abused it, now the committee comes together and they says, well, I believe that Bill's been out fishing every day of his sick time because he used a day here or there, but you don't know that I did, which opens up a discrimination
sure
case, because if I can prove that I didn't, but you believe I didn't, deny me and approve somebody else, you end up with a very sticky situation. Which is one of the reasons why I'm very happy that this is being thought of and discussed. However, the committee, I think, I'd have trouble supporting the program with a committee on here.
Who would you rather make the decision?
Well, I believe if this is my earned time, okay, and there's two situations here, I'd like to see the addition where on line one it says only accrued sick leave may be accepted. I'd like to see comp time added to that, to where if I so choose and I believe that somebody needs time, whether everybody believes they have abused their sick time or not, but now they've been out. I'll use myself as an example. I just spent 6 days in the hospital. I came up 10 hours short on my sick time because I've been in the hospital 4 times this year.
Right.
Okay. Well, my request to go negative was denied. And if somebody so thought fit that they should donate some time to me, who else's decision should it be? It's their accrued time. It's their earned time. So why should I have somebody else tell me who I may or may not, or why I may or may not donate my time to somebody?
So you kind of like
ODOT policy. I would like to be able to come in and say, department manager or commission or whomever, so-and-so has been off for a week. They've been off for 2 weeks. You know, I believe that I would like to donate 10 hours of my time.
Are you talking comp time or sick time?
Comp is not an issue. Comp, I think you can do that right now with comp.
Right. The issue I have with the comp time as it's currently stated is I pay tax on it as income, not the person.
I think that an issue that I've heard anyway, and I assume Bill was thinking about it, is the fact that they would like to be able to donate those hours and we transfer them within the county so there's no taxes on their part.
Can we do that?
It's not legal.
Oh, we could. If you guys have set the policy.
I don't believe that's legal.
In order to do that,
somebody's going to pay the taxes.
The person that receives the donation.
Comp time is based on a certain worker's overtime, however.
Correct.
Correct.
Different wage scale.
Where you give comp time.
Correct. But if I'm going to donate my time, okay, I earned my comp time. It was already calculated. I earned my comp time at 1.5 times my salary. In order to alleviate that problem of different wage scales, if you take my time at X dollars per hour, convert it back to a solid dollar amount, and then divide that number back out to the recipient's wage,
you're entitled.
It puts it back to ours. I'm entitled.
Under the FLSA, you're entitled, and we have to pay either comp at 1.5 times or salary at 1.5 times. For every hour of overtime. It's
correct.
Required.
But Bill's...
My comp time book was credited at 1.5 times my salary.
I think what Bill cash it in at the county level within the system and then convert it back over.
Correct. You're going to take hours, convert it back to dollars, then convert it
back to
hours.
I mean, it's an extra step for the auditor.
That can be figured out. That's...
Is there legal problems with us doing the internal... With taxes. I'm talking about taxes.
Oh, well, what about your SURF and your other that you turned it back in?
Have that policy set forth where you can do it? I don't think it'd be $5.
What about retirements?
Well, SURF isn't paid until it's actually paid out.
Right.
So it wouldn't be paid on.
I think you're getting into some murky areas. I don't know the answer. I mean, without doing some research.
And that's why my argument is we've got counties that's done this before. And I know you got it.
What I heard about your MoDOT policy, and I think what Bill heard about the MoDOT policy, we both kind of like, I think.
Mm-hmm. But the MoDOT policy does not include sick time. It's vacation time and comp time.
Listen,
if you want to go over and work on that, let's go over and work on that.
But what I've been... combine?
I think they...
If you want to combine it, okay.
Chuck, I think they do. Listen, I think what they say is we give you sick time, but at the end of the year, they allow you to convert it to comp time.
There is a conversion process, yes.
But, I mean, they are combined.
But they do have a committee. I'm just telling you, they have a share leave committee, and they have the responsibilities of that committee on the MoDOT. They also have the supervisor and manager responsibilities also.
Are you seeing the sick? Because I miss it. All I could see was comp and vacation.
Well, they refer to a conversion, is what I'm saying. It's not in this policy, but they refer to a conversion of sick leave to comp time. I did have to do more research on that.
Okay.
You guys are the policymakers, I believe that. And I know that a lot of, and I know one county for sure has gone to, they don't have any sick time, vacation time. All they have is paid time off. And you know, that's accrued the same way we accrue our vacation, our personal time, and our sick time. It's accrued in different manners, but they have paid time off is what they have. If you had paid time off, then you're right into that situation where they could transfer those, I think.
But would you not have all kinds of issues with people using sick time that's been talked about?
Actually, in the companies that I've worked for that uses that instance,
you probably have less problems with using
your vacation, your sick time, all of your holidays are actually paid as paid time off. And basically, the way they have it, if you've used up all your paid time off and a holiday comes up, today you don't get paid for it. Because your paid time off, you can use at any time that you wish. But if you have sick time, if say you get sick and you're off of work, or if there's a holiday that comes up and you've used all your paid time off, there are no other hours there.
Is it carried over from year to year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's all set in policy in different ways. I'm sure that you can find different companies that do different ways.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with how you actually word your HR. Because if you say it's earned, it's theirs.
So let me ask you something.
If you say it's accrued, or if you say something like that, then it actually can be taken back. It's all in how it's worded.
So we can give everyone a fair chance to talk. You're saying that you would rather not see a committee. You would rather see if you're going to donate 4 hours, you'd say, doesn't matter what you'd rather just say, go right to that person.
Correct.
Without a committee. And you'd like to see comp time without the taxes converted over.
Correct.
And the question is, do you believe there should, what's your position on membership? Do you think that they should be a member of the sick pool before they can contribute to the sick pool, or does that make a difference to you?
Actually, in this case, there wouldn't be a sick pool. I mean, where would the pool come from? If I'm so choosing to donate my time to whomever I wish, there's really no pool.
So then
there.
Then we do away with the whole policy and just basically say it's just a...
And if it's earned rather than accrued, people are less likely to contribute.
No.
Yeah, if it's cash, I mean, because you can donate cash now.
Right.
I think that there is a possibility of that, but I think you have an excellent workforce in this area, and I don't think it's going to have to be a problem.
What I'm saying is right now, people can donate cash to whoever is out sick. If you convert basically their earned sick time and their earned leave to the equivalent of cash for them, they're going to view it more as their cash than what sick time is that they could lose. And I think it would be more of an incentive not to contribute rather than contribute. While there are some very charitable people, I agree, you might have a hard time filling up.
So if that was the case, then if we work through this, do you guys believe, or what I want to hear you put a minimum sick balances before you can contribute? I mean, I just think that we don't want a bunch of people draining their sick leave.
Minimum paid time off, or whatever you call it. I think they should have a minimum before they started.
To contribute.
I would
agree
with that.
Well, you've got to be here a year.
You've got to be here a year anyway, but how much sick time should they have in their own personal? 40 hours?
How much are you going to allow to carry over? How much are they going to do? They need to be responsible. They need to have some sort of... You need to have some sort of making him responsible in the policy.
Can it go above the FLMA?
FMLA has nothing to do with this, Danny. Really bad.
Well, if you allow somebody to be paid for more than 12 weeks and their FMLA... is done, I suppose you could have a department head actually terminating the individual at the same time that they're still receiving sick leave money. So,
well, for every for every county that we have that we got examples of, we have, including this county, failures of the policy of sick pools. Not again trying to work to help every individual. I've been in many benefit type situations to try to work, donate money and everything else, but it's very complicated, not for the people that contribute fairly, but for the people that take advantage of. Whenever you can take one or two individuals and just tear this thing all to pieces, with constant use of their hours and constant use of their so it's something to be worked on. I know we've talked about it for some time. We've got all kinds of information here, but it's something to be worked on and considered, because is this the second or third time it's been brought up in the county? Do you know the longer staying people? Is it the second? I know that Branson Schools had it twice, and they stomped it out the third time that it came forward just because of abuse. So those are the things that concern me, is what caused those failures, what caused it to be so significant that they decided to do away with it when it's such a benefit for everybody.
Don wants to say something.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think the reason that a lot of people abuse is because they feel like they're losing it.
Correct.
And every time we get ready, they get up so many hours, they say, well, I'm at 480, I need to use it or else I'm going to lose it. And that's where you're seeing more abuse. If a chance we come up with a policy where employees could be paid for some of this, then I think you'd start seeing less abuse and more people accumulating. But right now, with them seeing...
Do they consider it a benefit, though, or do they consider it as something that's owed to them?
It's not a benefit. It's the way I understand it, it's not a benefit.
Okay, when we hire someone...
Only if you use it, is it a benefit.
All right, here, when we hire someone on, we don't talk about sick leave until we start talking about benefits. We have benefits in the three personal days. We have benefits in the paid vacation. We have benefits in the sick leave. So if it's not a benefit...
Well, that's what I said.
You see what I'm saying? I understand it to be a benefit, but I want to see the full benefit to those that need. And look, I'm just going to use this for example. No names mentioned or anything. We're riding down the road out on a road and bridge looking at a road project, and we see a person that's riding a tractor pulling a disc that is on this situation. So
let's separate something. Maybe we could get something actually done. I'm going to make a motion that we pull that one part of the policy out. And it says regular full-time employees will earn a day of sick leave for each calendar month in which a minimum of 15 days have been worked after 6 month introductory period. Is that what we are now, Don?
Regular full-time employees will earn 1 day of sick leave for each calendar month in which a minimum of 15 days have been worked after a 6 month introductory period. Sick leave may build up without a maximum amount. Employees are paid one half value of any sick leave accrued and not used when leaving employment.
At this point right now, we're 8 hours
per month.
Okay.
So
we're taking that out?
Is that what you want? That alone.
Actually, if I were you, I would change it.
Yeah.
From an HR standpoint, if you say the word it is earned, it must be paid because they have earned it.
Okay. Chuck, I'm not accrued. How about accrued? That'd be all right?
And it needs to be changed to hours instead of 1 day. Because I got some guys that are on 10-hour days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me try it different then. Leave that alone as just as it stands today in the personnel policy, and we add to that that sick leave may build up without a maximum amount. Employees will be paid one half value of any sick leave accrued and not used when leaving employment, which is the last two sentences.
So there's no maximum of what you're saying, and then when they leave employment, they get paid half.
They get paid half. We've talked about that over and over.
What's just curious, what's the additional estimated cost of the county of that?
I have no idea. How would you figure that? Huh?
I'd take a while to figure out.
Yeah, it'd be pretty tough to figure out, I think.
Could be a lot of money, though, couldn't it?
It could be a lot of money. It could be
I mean, we keep bringing up the issue that people abuse it because they lose it.
Well, he brought up a perfect example. If he knew that that happened, then the employee should not have been able to use his sick time, and you should have taken it from his holiday or vacation or his personal time instead of okaying the fact that it was used as sick time. If you personally caught this man, that is your problem. That we shouldn't be punished for
it. It was out of our hands at that time.
Pardon?
It was out of our hands at that time because of the payment of the...
Could you not have gone back and corrected the timesheet?
It wasn't turned in on the timesheet. This was long-term catastrophic illness.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I have to agree with Dawn. We've had a lot of people in our department, and Jimmy can attest to this, that our employees have lost sick time. We've had quite a few hours. It totals up into the thousands. And I have to agree with Dawn. I feel that if you do not put a maximum anymore on the sick time where you accumulate 480 and you just let it go to wherever it is and pay at half of the sick time when you leave employment, I think you will see less people abused. Just this year alone, I believe we had at least 8 or 10 employees that had hit the 480 mark. That's not including the years before. That employees have lost time because it was 240, then we took it to 480, and then we dropped it, and we couldn't get that time back. And I think that if you really look at this program and remove the maximum and be willing to pay for the unused sick time, I think you'll see less abuse as far as the sick time is concerned.
I agree with Maggie there. Maggie and I don't agree a lot sometimes, but we do pretty good. We get along because we know it's okay. My concern here is that we've got 30-year employees that we start out at $10 an hour, and they stay here 20, 25 years, and now they're making $20, $25 an hour at retirement. We're going to be paying a lot more for that. Guys, if you're going to pay for sick time, there's no reason you couldn't pay it out annually.
And that's what I read.
It makes more sense financially to pay it out annually than it does to wait and pay it out at the end.
Rick, let me ask you a question. How many, in the annual, and you may have said this earlier, I've heard numbers, how many days of sick time does someone, hours, do they accumulate annually?
96.
They create 96. Okay.
12 times 8.
Okay, so what? Let me ask you another question here. You made the motion. But was that a motion?
Yep.
Okay, and that was to take this, right, as it sits?
No, with the committee? Those 2 sentences that we start paying time.
Okay.
We start paying a half of their sick time at leaving employment.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to say that. Okay.
You got another, try another.
Well, I don't mind paying up to 96 hours, 50% of 96 hours annually. That way, they never go over the 480. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
They have to have a certain number accumulated before you do that?
Yeah, you've got to have at least 240 accumulated, was what I was thinking. So if you had 240 accumulated, we could pay out. It's still a lose it if you don't file the paperwork, but we could pay out. That way, they're never accumulating more than they're getting paid out. Does that make sense? So the abuse, that way the county then doesn't have this big old lump sum of money on a payout. I mean, that could be huge for some people. We don't have a limit on it. Does that make sense, Jimmy? What thoughts on that?
No thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, I see that, but I'm also, my other question is, I don't know. I don't like. If we go back to this, the more I think about what we're talking about from a pool, I'd rather just people be able to contribute directly, and we just the committee and department heads are out of it. If they've snowed over their coworkers, let the coworkers.
That's what I was kind of standing up here waiting to say on going back to what Bill was talking about on the earned leave,
uh-huh.
And he's talking about them being contributing to it. Why not go with, to make it simpler on everything, go to that earned leave and then have it be a more of a dues paid each month. They have so much held out of their check to go into a fund
And then if somebody needs assistance with a catastrophic illness,
well, if you go into
the fund.
The problem, we go into a fund, then we've got to have a committee, and then that's where the discrimination, I think. That's where I'm a little nervous on discrimination. That's why I'm trying to avoid the committee thing. Just because, or we don't get enough hours, and we have to choose three versus the five people who may need it.
Yeah.
That way, if Road and Bridge wants to donate to Road and Bridge, they can, and there's not a committee or a political group saying, or even department head saying, you're abusing it.
Well, and that's the way this would be also, if Road and Bridge and everybody would be into one fund, because you would just be donating so many dollars out of your check each month.
Well, I guess my question, maybe you can explain, the comp time payout that we do, the policy we use now using comp time. We have a policy written that you can use comp time to donate. Why couldn't we just add sick leave to that same number, just also say sick leave? I mean, it's the same. There's no committee. There's no department heads. If you want to donate, you can donate, right?
Are you saying that at full value?
No, 50% value.
Okay.
But then we're also given the option
sick leave only, right?
What's
50% value on sick leave?
Sick leave only, comp times 100% value, and I would, I mean, part of the thing is make sure that people can stop cashing in the comp time before we transfer over. We could make the policy, it could be an internal transfer, can we not? Rick?
You can tell us to do it hour per hour, you can tell us to do it.
Okay. I'm just trying to put this whole, I mean, I'm trying to put all the pieces together. That way, if people want to cash out up to 90, I mean, I could make it up to 100 hours a year, they can do it. That way, they cash out more than they have earned. They still has a minimum balance of 240, is what I'm thinking. And then people can internally transfer to whomever.
If you can internally transfer hours, you know, do the cash out back in hours and transfer it over to the person's payroll line, then that takes care of our budget problems.
Right.
Because
which is what we're trying to address.
In there.
May I just make a suggestion generally? Whatever it is you determine that you want to do, rather than saying, we're going to adopt this policy with these changes, might be a good idea to find out what you want to do, approve what it is you want to do, have it written up, have HR, legal, and maybe auditor review to make sure it does what you intend without unintended consequences, and then approve that rather than just approve something.
Well, it's pretty dynamic. I mean, we're talking about four different aspects here. We're talking about the comp time. We're talking about sick time, 50% payout. We're talking about internal transferring. I mean, it's something we're going to have to write up.
Now, you had a limit so many hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
40 hours per week, is that what you had?
Well, we're talking about not doing that. I mean, we're just talking about if you have, let's just say Bill over there has 8 hours, he wants to give it to Sean, and it's sick leave, he'll it'll cash out to about 4 hours and just transfer over, and there's no committee.
And what happens at the end of the year then, when we're talking about paying out 240 hours, then that's his responsibility to build that back up so that he could get paid for a certain, I'm just using the 240, we might not want to use 240,
right?
But then they would be responsible for their share of giving. What really bothers me about this is the favoritism that might be shown from somebody that is popular, been here a long time, a lot of people know, versus John Doe sitting over here on a little special workforce that nobody knows. He's a hard worker. He's a county employee, deserves just the rights that everybody else has been here. I can name off about five or six that are quiet, never say nothing, but they would not receive, anybody else wouldn't be donating to their time. They'd be taking it out of their own monies that they were sick that they earned, or sick leave, or their comp time.
You know, Danny, I don't think that. I really don't think that's going to be that big of a problem. It hasn't been in our department in the past. Whenever we went to help people out, we've had some that hadn't been on very long, but the guys all stepped up and really helped out.
And you could use your persuasive powers of people, let them know how good an employee that is, and maybe help that person.
But
you can't, because you'll have.
But from a discrimination perspective, I don't think the county's going to be held liable from that. That's my biggest thing. Was the committee, a committee, always lean to a discrimination, especially if we're trying to say accumulate 40
we're
hours.
We're trying to eliminate that, though, aren't we? With what we're talking about here, we're trying to eliminate this committee. We're trying to eliminate.
Yeah, it'd be just directly.
Just direct money that you want to.
I mean, it's a little more administrative work for the auditor. I mean, you guys will be possibly doing some administrative.
I think it's too big to make a decision here. I think it needs to be wrote out, read, revised, looked at by...
Yeah, I think you need to get somebody to write it up and have a revision made. Maybe you could do that.
I can, I mean, I can, I could...
I would be more than happy to help and assist them. Yeah. If somebody would like.
An HR person.
I think if you pass it around and let some people learn and get it back, you maybe have several.
But it doesn't have to be that complicated. I mean, I'm not saying where it has to be multiple paid. I mean, we're talking basically modifying the comp time payout we've got now and just adding some extra lines to that. I mean, this is something that we could probably reconvene in a couple of days and have it done.
And I'd like to, you know, no matter what we do, I'd like to relook at in a year's time to see who got paid the extra time on their work, on their sick leave or whatever, just to relook at it over and see if it works. If people are getting to 240 and then they decide, well, I'm going to give everything else away and I'm going to collect my money for the 240. That seems to be a number that we used, you know, to as sick leave at the end of the year. If you've worked up to 480, that you get paid for the 240. Is that what we were talking about?
You gotta have. You always have to have 240.
That's what I mean.
You gotta have 240 on to 240 to even contribute to the program.
Right.
If you don't have 240, you can't even contribute. Is what I'm saying. Of the sick leave. Now comp time, anytime.
You want.
But yeah. Sick leave. That's what I'm saying. You gotta have a minimum of 240 accumulated to contribute.
Why would you restrict it to having so much time? And if I have.
In case they had their own catastrophic problem.
Well, I'm entitled to 96 hours a year. So if I have my 96 hours for this year, say I have 110 hours, and I maintain what I'm entitled to for the year, why would I not be able to give that 10 hours away?
Okay.
I mean, if I'm only entitled to 96 hours a year, that's supposed to take care of my catastrophic illness for this year.
That's a point.
I think, though, that if there I may not take care of cash drop.
No, but
I hear what you're saying, Bill. I hear what you're saying.
You're saying the 240 in order to be paid back at the 50% rate. If I save the 240 instead of losing it, I get paid back on an annual rate. But if I want to donate my time to somebody and I've got my 96 hours plus 10 more, as long as, and I believe what Chuck sent out, it says that you have to have your 96 hours, and then you can donate anything above that. That way, basically, I'm being responsible taking care of myself and the potential that I have something come up. But I still have the ability to donate to somebody else.
Right.
Without having to wait a possible 240 hours, I'm going to have to wait 2.5 years. Well,
sure.
I'll wait to the third year before I can donate to help somebody that might need it.
If you're contributing all the time, there's no problem with that. But if you're a 96-hour employee, and that 10 hours that you're talking about giving somebody, and then something happens to you that after you give your 10 hours.
It's quite possible I might need a donation. I mean, but at least I've been responsible enough to hold my 96 hours.
That's something to think about, but I think the number should be higher myself. You think it should be lower. I mean, we're going to have different opinions on those things. So
and let's make sure that time is actually what they have earned and not what's
going on. Because they're not close to microphones.
Because they earn 8 hours.
Right.
They earn 8 hours a month, but on the books it's going to show 96 hours immediately the first year.
Hmm.
You need to go to the microphone.
Well, I've got some the bullet points to write something up, and I can email to. And just let you guys, I mean, I'm saying, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible because the more complex seems like it's going to delay it. The more I hear the thoughts, though, I like the fact that my discrimination concerns are be gone away if they can contribute directly to the individual.
I don't know that they will. I mean, the difference between accrued and earned time. Earned time, I don't think there's any problem whatsoever. If it's theirs, they get to contribute whatever they want
right.
under any circumstances. But if it's not earned and is rather just accrued, I don't see how it won't be viewed, at least arguably, that it's the county permitting these people to be paid, even though the contribution is being decided by the person who's accrued but not earned time, it is. And if they decide to discriminate against somebody because they don't like
like pregnant women having time off, or they don't like people who aren't of the same sexual preference as they are. I don't know that you wouldn't have some liability if it's just accrued rather than earned.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't researched the issue, but I don't see how you escape that.
Rick, come on up to the mic. Would everybody please come to the mic?
Can you let it, call it earned, but only pay it out when they need it, or on the basis that they're saying over 240, you pay 50%? I'd say they.
Well, what I'm saying is, if it's earned and you paid for it, no matter what, if when you leave, you get a certain percentage of your sick time. And it's yours. It's your money. It's like overtime. It's like comp time. It is yours, okay? Then
you're like my wife sometimes. Yes or no? If you said earned, is it okay?
It has to actually be earned. You can't just call a pumpkin a tomato and it makes it a tomato.
She's one of the E-members listening, Rick.
I believe that's actually what Jimmy was talking about, was to make sure that before you can make a donation, that time is actually on the books, not January 1st, my book shows I have 96 hours, but I haven't earned it yet. So I can't make the donation until the end of the year when that time is actually physically mine.
But if I lose it at the end of the year, if I have 96, if I have 240 hours and I lose, I get, you know, I lose it if I leave. I don't get paid for it. And it's not mine. It's just mine if I have to use it. I don't know that it's actually earned, that it's actually yours to give for the purposes of non-discrimination is what I'm talking about.
On sick time, you're correct. Once you call it earned time, it becomes theirs and you must pay it. You can't take it back.
Right.
That's according to law.
So that's the concern. If we make the number 96 hours and I say on the 97th hour it becomes earned, then all of a sudden we've got a payout requirement, correct?
You've got a payout requirement, or if you don't have a payout requirement, you have a possible discrimination situation.
Right.
So if you accrue the first 240 and you earn,
that's what I'm, I mean, that sounds like you have to do. That I think that's more of a legal.
And this is going to take some legal research. I mean, it's not.
On that specific part, I understand.
And if you earn it, you probably can't cap it.
That would probably be true.
You cap
out?
You still have to pay it. You can't continue to earn comp without the comp being paid if you've capped it. If you cap comp at 240 hours, every overtime hour after that has to be paid at time and a half.
I think, Bob, one thing you need to look at, and I'm in total agreement with what you guys, the direction you're headed, but you better watch paying back at 50%. You better pay back at 100% when you talk earned and accrued. Because, you know, I know it'd be a savings back to the county to get part of this money back, but the real way to PO somebody is pay them back 50% of what they've earned.
Right now we're paying them zero.
Everybody
likes the situation now, but put yourself in a bind, in an illness, and you would want the rest of that 100% of that money.
No, if you get ill, if you personally get ill and it's your personal sick time, you get the full 8 hours of sick time. But what they're saying is if they're going to compensate them, what they actually earn is 50 or 25% cash value if they're not sick or are contributing it to someone else.
I think you better keep it. That's just my suggestion.
Sure.
If you keep it at 100%, I don't think you'll have near as big a problem.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
All right. Can we
Let's recess.
I'll work on this and get something out. And does everyone want a copy of what we're talking about? Is that what we want to do? Okay.
Recess.
Rick. Sean.